Hi, everybody. This is the Campus Compass, a podcast guide to orienting yourself through college life. I am Iona.
I'm Onwin.
And we're joined here today by David Brown, the
internship coordinator here at Greenfield Community College.
You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So thank you for having me on the show. So I am the internship coordinator, and like the name indicates, I help students to get internships primarily around Franklin County, but also in Hampshire and Hampton counties too, all over Western Mass. And my job essentially is to bring people together, faculty, businesses, and students, with the goal that the student would go into a rewarding internship that is going to inform their career direction, and at the same time have a lot of academic input such that the academic side and the professional side get married together and it is beneficial for the person moving forward. So it's a networking job, it's an administrative job, it's a staff job, and it's a job that I've had for 4 months right now. 4 months today, actually.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. What kind of challenges commonly arise in your field?
Well, a lot. There's questions that you could, rather challenges that you could look at in a lot of different capacities. Like I said, really what I do is sort of like a professional networker more than anything else. And a part of that becomes tough sometimes is communication and just understanding where people are at and helping them to understand where it is that they're trying to go. So a lot of the students at GCC are working part-time, a lot of the students are raising kids, a lot of the students have priorities outside of specifically their classwork, and even more so outside of doing something like an internship. So it can be a little bit tough sometimes to motivate appropriately and to get people kind of enthusiastic about getting the internship application in process. Two, it can be a challenge sometimes helping a student to figure out what sort of an academic component they want to the internship, so how many credits they want it to be, who the faculty mentor is going to be, all the different aspects that go into creating a class can be tough sometimes. And, I would say that a lot of it can come down to setting expectations appropriately as to how you overcome a lot of those challenges. We want all of our students at GCC to be taking a class alongside their internship, and we also want them to be getting paid for the internship. So those are the two mandates that I have for everybody who's going to be getting set up through my program. One of the challenges there is a lot of businesses that we work with, either actually or they say they don't have money to spend on salary for students. So that can be kind of a tough piece as well, the negotiation component of helping a business to understand why it's in their best interest to pay our students and why it's a necessary thing. And just working through some of those logistical challenges are tough. But one thing that has not been a challenge, I'm happy to say, is the enthusiasm on campus for this program. Even though it lay dormant for about 2.5 years before I picked it up again, really within like 10, 20 days of starting to work here, people found me. So there is just a lot of real strong desire for internships on campus and desire for, getting students involved in really productive capacities outside of the classroom. So in that sense, it's been really easy. There's been no difficulty sort of, again, raising interest or getting people through the door. Sometimes it can be a little bit of a challenge working through the processes, though, of actually setting up the internship itself.
This sounds really great.
Yeah. So do you help design internship programs?
I do, yeah, to an extent. I mean, it sort of depends, I guess, what you mean by design. I would say yes if you mean, do I reach out to a business that hasn't had an intern before and explain to them what an internship could do for them, and then work with the business to sort of, develop what kind of a work program a student might have. But usually that's not the case. Usually a business or a nonprofit organization would come to me with a pretty clear idea of what it is that they're looking for out of an internship. Ideally, they would have a job description written up and they would give it to me. And then I would use that job description to begin marketing the opportunity around campus. So, design probably isn't really the word that I would use, but facilitate is. And two, if a student came to me and said, I want an internship in XYZ, but I don't really know how to go about getting it, then it would fall to me under my responsibility to sort of like seek out that internship for them, which I could give examples of. But essentially, if people have an idea that they want to do it, but they don't know how to do it, then yeah, there's a somewhat creative aspect that goes into internship creating. But usually, I think the people who approach me have an idea of what it is that they're trying to do on both sides of the house.
Cool. How can GCC students go about the process of applying for these internships?
That actually is very easy, and the process itself is changing, but I won't go into the sort of boring administrative details on that. Basically, they would come and talk to me, and they would schedule an appointment. Again, my name is David Brown, so my email address is brownd@gcc.mass.edu. Reach out to me, schedule an appointment, come in. We would then build the class together, which is kind of a cool thing to do. So the student would set what their learning outcomes are intended to be. They would talk about what kind of product they're going to be, well, producing at the end of the semester, such that they can be graded. We'd find a faculty mentor together, or maybe they have somebody in mind already. And then from there, it just goes through the, you know, the wider process at the college. So, you know, it goes to the registrar, the class is built. But basically, the enthusiasm and the motivation is the hard part. The administrative stuff comes down to me, and the class creation, while time-consuming sometimes, is not a challenging process.
That sounds sounds great. It sounds like it's very accessible by all different types of students.
Is there anything a student could do to stand out, perhaps, if it was a competitive process?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there are a couple of things that you can do. I think that, and I'll give a pitch to my colleague Shannon Doran. Her last name is spelled D-O-R-A-N. So Shannon is our career readiness coordinator at GCC, and she works with students on a lot of different aspects of how they can position themselves advantageously towards seeking out a job or an internship, right? So she would help a student in terms of writing a resume. She would help a student in terms of developing a cover letter, especially if somebody hasn't written a cover letter before. She could help somebody determine who would be a good professional reference for them. And then she can also provide a little bit of valuable information of sort of, you know, what are the projected outcomes in particular fields that a person might go into. So if you know that you want to be, you know, a CPA, for example, or whatever, she could tell you what are the salaries projected to be, what's the job growth looking like or the job retraction looking like over the next 10 years. What kind of opportunities exist in the Pioneer Valley and across Western Mass? You know, what sort of degree might be required if you wanted to be, in this case, an accountant? And she can really work with a student towards, you know, again, bringing yourself up to the level that would make you an advantageous and desirable candidate for an internship or a job. Aside from that, though, I would say, from my perspective, what sets somebody apart is, well, kind of the inverse of what I was talking about a minute ago. So a lot of the best candidates, I think, for internships are the people who are the most enthusiastic for them and are the people who are really, really responsive to communication, people who are enthusiastic, people who are motivated, people who follow up quickly, and people who demonstrate a real sense of professionalism throughout the process, because that would indicate to the employer that, you know, this is somebody who I'm confident can come into my business and perform well. So it's not so much about hard skills at that point as it is, just kind of being a friendly and a responsive person. And I do think that goes a long way.
Yeah, it's definitely qualities that you're looking for. Hardworking. Okay, so can you tell me about Handshake and how that compares to like LinkedIn? And what do you think is better for GCC students?
Sure. So they're very similar platforms. They're both, I guess you would say, like professional networking and job/internship seeking platforms. The one main difference is that Handshake is designed primarily, or maybe even exclusively, actually, for college students. So if you are enrolled in the college and you're seeking an internship or you're seeking a job, Handshake would be the platform that you would go to try to find an employer. And likewise, if you're an employer trying to seek specifically college students to fill a vacancy, Handshake is where you would go. LinkedIn is a little bit more about professional networking and sort of using social media to position yourself while on the job hunt, yes, but also just in terms of like expanding your network and getting to know people in the field or people in adjacent fields. So it's not really the case that one is better or worse. And I wouldn't say that a person should only use either or really any one platform if you're going to be looking for a job. But they're both good tools. And Handshake, the nice thing about that is that everybody at GC is enrolled already, because normally you have to pay for a subscription. But if you log in with your GCC credentials, then you can build yourself a profile, fill out your skills, your interests, your experiences, what it is you're looking for. And then ideally, hopefully, an employer would reach out to you, or you could reach out to them, you know, by doing a search, say, within whatever, 50 miles of Greenfield, what internships are available to me. You'll see that there's about 100 at any time that pop up. and then you can filter through them and see which ones appeal. You apply, they see your profile, and kind of, you know, makes it happen that way. So it's a nice platform. I don't think that it should be the only one that people use, but, you know, in concert with other social media, I think it's a good thing to utilize.
What relationships do you hold with your GCC alumni who found internships with your help? Do you keep in contact with any of them?
I do, with the caveat that I just started working here. So yes, I put together 5 internships for the fall, which I'm proud of and I'm happy about. And of course, I'm still in contact with all 5 of those people. And we've got about maybe 10, 12, 15 on deck for the spring so far, which is, you know, I think also pretty good. So yes, the ultimate goal, though, to answer your question more fully, is that in my dream scenario, what's going to happen? I can kind of step back here for a minute. My dream scenario is in that about 2 or 3 years, I'll have constructed dozens, if not potentially even hundreds, of pipelines around the Pioneer Valley where students can go into internships and jobs based on what their predecessors have done previously. So if I'm doing my job well, then what I need to do is place people such that they have really satisfactory experiences, potentially even get hired on permanently after the internship concludes, develop really good relationships with the employers and the businesses, and then eventually the students are going to be referring other students to me and the businesses are going to be reaching out and saying, well, we want to keep doing this over and over again. So again, it's very much it's a relationship-focused job that I have. And it does not benefit me to cut anybody off at all, because what I want is for people to have these good and satisfactory experiences and to be talking to other people, such that eventually, it's not to say that I don't want to do outreach, but if I don't have to do outreach, then I would say that's a mark of real success. And again, even in like the 3, 4, 5 months that I've been working here, I'm seeing people more and more come in because there is a lot of enthusiasm for internships. I think everybody understands that they're a good and a valuable thing for their career. And now that the position has been filled by me, there is somebody that can kind of help to broker, you know, some of these opportunities around the Valley. So very exciting. But yeah, alumni support. Eventually, you know, once I can be in a position to say that I actually have alumni, is going to be a very important and critical piece.
Yeah, so internships can really help when looking for a job. They give you some more credentials.
They do, yeah, and that's a thing that can set a person apart from other, specifically college age applicants. I would say that internships, rightly or wrongly, are more and more becoming even a mandatory thing that somebody would need to have on their resume, or some kind of similar research based experience or work based experience. Just because as a country right now, I think we are. Everybody's getting degrees right now, and a college degree, unfortunately, oftentimes isn't enough in and of itself to land a job. You need to be having some professional experience and a professional reference and be able to speak to your skills and abilities and experiences that you've had in the workplace such that you can confidently tell an employer, and they're going to believe you, that, you know, I came into this environment, I performed well over whatever it was, 4 months, 6 months. I have this person that I worked for who's now going to say nice things about me. And I've just kind of proven myself capable of, you know, demonstrating a lot of the soft skills that employers are looking for. So yes, it is an important thing. I would strongly argue, and not just for the sake of my own job security. I do think this is, yeah, something that we all need to be doing.
It's really great that they have these kind of opportunities now.
Yeah, especially since they're paid internships, it's more available to all sorts of students.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's a critical thing. I do not want anybody to be working for free. And I say that to anybody who's going to listen. We have a budget which was very generously donated to us by the Greenfield Savings Bank. And we use that fund to pay students. So nobody should be under the impression that they have to do this for free, because that's not the case. Not at least while I work here. We're going to be spending that money. And the money is, you know, designated for salary. So yes, it's an opportunity that I think can be open to, yeah, really anybody, again, with, you know, the follow through, the dedication, the motivation, and ideally some idea about what it is that they're trying to seek out and achieve.
That sounds amazing. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the internship program here?
No, not especially. Just to seek me out, and again, seek out my colleague Shannon Doran. You know, we have office hours Monday through Thursday between 10 and 3, so people should feel free to drop by or to schedule a meeting with us. And, you know, Shannon and I are very happy to help GCC students achieve their career goals.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Mr. Brown, and for all the helpful information on the internships. We would love to have you or one of your colleagues on this show again.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate being here.
Thank you for tuning in. This has been
Iona
and Onwin,
and this is the Campus Compass.